outside the offices of CSG. There are five working together finalists. This is the process we started a number of weeks ago when we talked to companies all over Kerry. You all registered. We got you on the air to talk about it. Five companies shortlisted. This morning we have Ivertech Rural Broadband. We have the Junction Bar in Camp. We have Tommy Carmody Property, Killarney Glass and Gary Owen Transport. One of those companies will be walking away with the brilliant prize. A €1,500 worth client services package from CSG, as well as €1,500 in radio and digital advertising for Radio Kerry, or from Radio Kerry. And I've got two of the companies with me in the outside broadcast unit now. I've got Katrina Coffey, who's marketing manager with Ivertech, and we've Mike Fitzgerald, who's the owner of the Junction Bar in Camp. Good morning to both of you, and thanks so much for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Okay. Katrina, I want to start with you. Katharina, I want to start with you. Tell me a bit about, you know, Ivertech as a company and where you are on your journey of development.
So Ivertech are a local broadband and VoIP provider with offices and teams back in Carrigaveen and Cork. And we're serving thousands of homes across Munster, really, and businesses, delivering fast connectivity, but with personal and local support. And I suppose that's what sets us apart from larger providers. Yeah.
You've seen, I suppose, a growth and development of what you've done over the last number of years. The technology has advanced.
Yeah.
But what has it been like for you when you go to an area which never had it before and you're able to switch it on for them in rural parts?
It's extremely rewarding. For example, at the moment, residentially, we're working on an NBI rollout in Valentia Island, and it's moments like that where you're like, oh, Ireland is coming up in the world, and it's really great for us to be a part of the process. And I suppose from a business perspective, that's where we're really focusing our growth now at the moment, to kind of, the copper lines in Ireland are being phased out. Companies need to know about that, and businesses need to kind of start thinking of cloud solutions for their phone systems. So that's where we're putting a lot of our promotion, and that's definitely where we'll be putting prize money if we are lucky today.
Yeah, indeed. And look, you were founded in Carrigaveen in 1993. It's been some journey since then for you.
For sure. It definitely has been. And I suppose it started when Ireland would have been maybe in an internet crisis, where it was hard for rural areas to get broadband and to be connected. And we've grown from strength to strength with that now, and moved more into kind of focusing our attention on growth in the B2B sector, businesses, and kind of getting phone systems, backup broadband, a whole connectivity solution for businesses as well as our residential client base.
Brilliant. So that's the story where you're at the moment. Yeah. Mike Fitzgerald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Listen, tell me about, I suppose, the Junction Bar. Why get involved in this competition, first of all, by the way? Okay.
Well, I suppose advertising is always good, especially with Radio Kerry, with local, you know, it's a good local advertiser. And then...
trying to put yourselves on the map, I suppose,
exactly.
part of the thing.
You can never advertise enough. I mean, there's always, you always need to advertise and put what you have coming up, and it's a tough business at the moment.
You run a lot of different events and functions to get people in the door. What's that been like lately, I suppose, running things, keeping people coming in, keeping the business coming through your doors?
You just have to keep thinking of new things all the time, and you know, to new ideas, so that you can get footfall through the door.
Yeah. How has that been like? What's business been like for the last while, Mike?
Well, we're just after the good summer now, so the summer season, like, we're out in camp, we're in on the main Dingle Road, so we're in the, with plenty of tourists passing, and we have local caravan parks and local B&Bs, and we have the Dingle Way, and, you know, there's a lot of we have a good footfall, but then it's the locals you want to support you in the winter time then. And so you'd be hoping for functions, Christmas parties, whatever you can.
Do you see yourselves as kind of like a community centre, a hub for the area?
Yes, certainly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a place where people, we'll say, parties, you know, whatever is on. It's a kind of a centre, yes.
Yeah. You have, obviously, you've got the food offering, you've got the drink, you've got sessions as well, I know, music sessions as well.
That's right, yes, yeah. Every Sunday morning we have a music session. And local musicians just come in. And
that reflects, like, the culture of the area as well.
Exactly, yes, for sure.
Yeah. We're hearing a lot tomorrow in the budget about, I suppose, perhaps maybe VAT being reduced for business. Is that something you'd welcome? How important is that in the current climate, might you think?
It'll be vital for us, really, you know, it is... it's such a huge difference. The 13.5% and the 9% like is a huge difference. So
yeah,
we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, because we're seeing other places having to close at the time.
Exactly.
Everyone's got their own story,
yes.
I know, in terms of how they're surviving, but other places are saying, no, I won't make it till next March, till next tourism season.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we're lucky enough, like, we're, you know, it's been busy with a couple of good seasons, and but, yeah, it makes it much tougher. The 9% was definitely made it easier.
Tell me about your own story. When did you start? When did you get involved?
Oh, I got involved myself in 1986. My dad signed over to me. So I've been there quite a while.
You've seen all sides and shapes of the business, I suppose.
Oh,
all
yes.
Sorts of
yeah.
Economic booms and economic crashes.
For sure, yeah. Sure, yeah. You know, even weather-wise, you know, for tourists. And then that the start was just a pub. But then we moved into the food side of things and we had to do renovations and whatnot. And you know, but you have to change, you have to go with the times.
You have to keep reinventing yourself.
For sure, yes.
That's what you have to do.
For sure, yeah.
How many people would you say you've employed over the years? Is it possible to count?
Lord. I don't know. I don't think so. Not offhand any, for sure.
Yeah, but I suppose that is part of, like, that's what you do. You're like, you're a business for the area. You're not just a pub, you are an employment centre.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah, yeah. We try to keep it local, of course, as, you know. Trying to get employees is not easy, but you know, we get them anyway.
Yeah, you do indeed. Brilliant. Katharina, can I ask you, what would winning this prize mean for Ivertech? The client services package from CSG, sort of advice you get, the auditing, and then the Radio Kerry side of it, digital and radio advertising.
Yeah, so with CSG side of things, I know our finance team would be absolutely delighted to kind of talk to them and avail of whatever services they can get there. I mean, anything.
You started in 93, you were small, you grew, you're at a life cycle stage now where they can take you where you are and maybe move you to the next
exactly.
stage.
Exactly. Just growth. That's kind of what we're focusing on at the moment. So definitely a plan there to work with CSG for that would be absolutely amazing. And then from the Radio Kerry side of things, I mean, my own job is I'm a marketing manager, so PR and advertising, we'll take it with both hands. And I suppose just where we would be focusing that then for us would be on our business sector. So just kind of making Kerry companies around just know that we are actually working on providing them with VIPE services, backup, broadband, a whole connectivity solution for their business. So definitely that would be where we'd be putting the energy and just making companies aware as well that there is going to be a copper line phase out in Ireland and we need to be ready for it. And we have the solution at Ivertech. And what sets us apart is that we are local. We're a local team. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to be there to pick up the phone on the other side for you, unlike larger providers.
Yeah. How many people do you employ?
We have approximately 25 now, and even our employment base is growing. So we're at that stage where, we just want to keep onwards and upwards and going from strength to strength.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, look, thanks very much for telling me the story of Ivertech. Mike Fitzgerald, thanks very much for telling me the story of the Junction Bar as well. And good luck today. And who knows, you could be one of the winners out of the five. So thanks for coming into us.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Great stuff.
Okay, there you go. That's the Junction Bar in Camp. Mike Fitzgerald, the owner. Katharina Coffey, who's marketing manager with Ivertech Broadband as well. In the outside broadcast with me now, that's Tommy Carmody Property. Tommy Carmody Property in Ardfort. Killarney Glass, represented by Jackie Looney, and we have Brian Donovan, who is here from Gary Owen Transport and Haulage in Kilfin. Good morning to all of you, and thanks so much for talking to us this morning. Jackie, I'm going to start with you with this one. Congratulations on making the shortlist, first of all.
Thanks, Jerry.
Tell me a bit about Killarney Glass and what you do.
Killarney Glass started off back in February 1980 by my dad, James Looney, and to date it's still going. He started off just glass glazing. Then, as years went on, he moved into windows, doors, conservatories, which we still do right to today. We provide full repairs, maintenance services and glazing throughout residential and commercial and for all the everyday customer that comes into us for bits and pieces as well.
Okay, and you just located there just off the Indy O'Shea round about the bypass in Killarney.
That's right.
You're very busy. You've all sizes and businesses. Always someone has a glass table or a window or a mirror or something.
Fridge shelf, splash bags, oven door, you name it. They'll come in. Car mirrors, anything.
Anything comes in.
Truck mirrors, anything.
Yeah. I suppose that shows like you're adaptable to what people need.
Yeah, and we try to help. And if we can't, we'll guide them in the right direction. But other than that, we'll try to do our best for everyone. Yeah.
How have things changed over the years?
It's got busier. Colours are coming into windows and doors. It's not just normal white anymore. You could have grey, you could have black, you can have cream. It's just all changes. Colours are coming in. Customers are getting that more ambitious and adventurous with putting colour in.
Yeah. And that's what they want to do. The expertise remains the same, though.
Always, yeah.
It's a profession dating back, you know,
many years.
Thousands of years, really, when you think about it. Glass management.
Yes.
And glass cutting and glass.
Oh, yeah.
And look, what's your employment level like? What kind of a team have you got there?
We have a team of four at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all kept busy?
All kept going, yeah. Okay. Hopefully they're listening now too this morning, because I'm not there.
And if anyone has left any glass in there, it's time to pick it up.
I'll be back later on and I look after you and I come back in later.
Okay, brilliant stuff, Jackie. That's great. Brian Donovan, you're with Gary Owen Haulage and Transport. Good morning to you and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jerry. Great to be on, like you said.
Okay, tell me about, I suppose, Gary Owen. Tell me a bit about your history.
A bit of history, I suppose. Look, it's two generations in Gary Owen. It's formed, it'll be 40 years old this March, so we'll be hoping to have a bit of a get together. Was formed above a Dublin man named Gary Lowe and a friend of his own, Mooney, were living above in Finglas and decided to come down to Kerry, and that's where they came up with the name of Gary Owen. Gary and Owen. So a lot of people, I suppose, didn't know. They probably associated us with Limerick and stuff like that, but that's where that came about.
Okay, and what kind of services do you provide?
Well, we provide all next day service for anywhere in Ireland. We do a UK service kind of based over a 48-hour period, which is fairly good. We cover all of Europe, so anywhere in the world, really, we'll get it delivered there, do you know what I mean? Where it's come from in the last 40 years, you know, is massive. We were probably just all Ireland for many years, and then kind of since the second generation took over, we've expanded into Europe and the UK and, like I said, all of Ireland with a next-day delivery service.
Yeah, and you've had to meet, I guess, all of the challenges of that. The price of petrol and diesel never stays still. It's either up or down, unfortunately more often up than that, but customs, Brexit, I can only imagine.
Yeah, look, I won't say customs has been a huge issue, I suppose, but look, once everyone settled down into it, it follows itself. You know, you have custom agents now and stuff like that, but again, it makes the price of things, a lot of things, more expensive. The diesel is very expensive, as you know, in the haulage, so it fluctuates all the time, so we vary it over month, not to be putting too much expense on a customer either, you know?
Yeah, you're trying to stay adaptable when it comes to that. What would this prize mean for ye as a company?
Well, look, like I said, it was only a couple of people heard us on the radio when we entered the competition, and they have come and said to me the amount of trucks we've seen around the place now already. Advertising is brilliant for our service, I suppose. We're employing over 30 people and stuff like that. We have over 25 vehicles on the road, so it'll make a huge difference to us. Radio Kerry, everyone listens to Radio Kerry, so the amount of phone calls you get straight after it, it's a huge network to get out your business on. And from the other side of things, we have accountants. CSG would bring on another level of service to our accountants as well, you know, so it'd be great.
It'd be brilliant. It'd make a big difference to you.
Yeah, huge difference to our company. Huge difference.
And you've 30 or so staff, 2 or so staff, 25 vehicles.
Yeah, we have, between office staff and everything, 25 vehicles, so between mechanics and maintenance and everything like that. So it's, like I said, in the last 15 years, it's tripled in size between warehousing and storage and stuff like that. We cover a range of stuff, so it's massive. It's massive for
the company. That's brilliant, brilliant. Great story. Okay, Brian, thanks for talking to me. Tommy Carmody, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going? How are things? Good. Tell me a bit about yourself and your company.
I'm Tommy Carmody of Tommy Carmody's Property House, based out in Ardfert, predominantly serving Tralee North, but would have clients all over, whether it be Wicklow, Dublin, but predominantly North Kerry. And in short, we love to sell homes, we love to rent homes, we love to stage homes, and something kind of different about us, well, we only take on a certain number of clients at any one time. Now, that's kind of forced as well, given it's only me in the office as such. But we like to give everyone the time they deserve and give their properties the time they deserve.
Because if you take on too much, you're not giving enough time to your clients then, and it's less of a service.
Exactly. So, let's say, especially with sales, clients like to have constant updates. So if they're ringing and they have to be, or they're waiting to get called back, they're getting anxious. Whereas if they have my mobile, they get through to me and they're guaranteed a response that day. Guaranteed.
And yeah. What's the market like at the moment, Tommy?
Hot. Potentially too hot. But yeah, for the right property, I think I mentioned to you the last day, for homes in walking condition, there's serious appetite for it. If it needs a little bit of work, it obviously takes a little bit longer, but the market is hot. Yeah.
And you have a lot of international people looking to buy here?
They'd predominantly come on board if you've got a property for sale by the sea, or let's say a predominantly high-end apartment in Dunleary or something like that.
Yeah.
But
out
by the coast, the Americans are in, the Germans are in, the English are in.
Yeah. Okay. What would this prize mean for you at the life cycle of your company?
It'd mean an awful lot. Even being on the radio today has helped. Or the day my name was first called out. Like, I was out, I think, doing evaluation at the time. But, like, the phone was hopping. It was like there was a passing. So people are listening to it. So even if I don't win the ultimate prize, my name's getting out there. It's massive. And to have help there from CSG, looking after the client account, would be of massive help.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've an obsession with the signs, as anyone who knows me knows. So if I can get more coverage, to get more of the illuminating signs up, I'd be delighted.
The better, like, yeah. And like, you're running your own business, you're 24/7 in the business, so you don't have time to do everything, the back office stuff like that, as well as you'd like to, probably, because you're trying to increase your business all the time. So
exactly.
To help you get is better.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Yep.
And put on the headphones there for a second. I wanted to ask you finally, what would this prize mean for Killarney Glass if you were to win it?
If we were to win it, I think with CSG on board, it would help us bring up our business more, which would be lovely, especially after Dad starting off all those years ago, which is brilliant. And so proud of him for carrying on, like, I mean, 45 years. And still flying it, which is brilliant.
Incredible.
And he's flying it, like, and he's after a second knee replacement, back to work. Hope he's taking it easy. And then to have Radio Kerry on board, oh my God, that would just be wow.
Yeah.
It would be just wow, is all I can say.
Yeah.
But like that, the phone calls I got, like I said, I was after collecting my small lady. She was after being sick at school that Monday. Came in to be told, ring Radio Kerry. I had messages on the work phone, voicemail on the office line. Ring Radio Kerry, James or Jackie. Ring him. And it's just brilliant to even be here this morning and to meet everybody else.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fab.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
And thanks for everyone, for the everyone, for the opportunity.
Brilliant. Well, listen, great stuff. My thanks to all three of you for coming in, and good luck in the competition. And that's Jackie Looney from Killarney Glass, Gary Owen Transport, represented by Brian Donovan, and Tommy Carmody representing Comedy Carmody Property in Ardforth. Three brilliant Kerry companies at different stages of their development, all in the working together final. We'll have the finalist winner in the next hour of the programme. Keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us as well with your thoughts and views. We'll get to all of that and more in hour two of Kerry Today.
Kerry Today, live from CSG at Day Place in Tralee for the final of Working Together. CSG, local knowledge, national expertise to help your business grow. CSG.ie